unions are raising concerns surrounding the state government's drive for productivity in the public sector, labelling it a slippery slope. Treasurer David Janetsky said the Productivity Commission's next job would be to ensure the best bang for buck from the public sector, including the departments of social housing, education and health. The Queensland Council of Unions is mostly concerned with the cost cutting would result in a loss of jobs like the Newman government, despite assurances from the LNP that it would not do so this time.
There has been a 5-3 passing vote by the Gympie Regional Council to remove fluoride from the town's water supply. Coming after years of debate, the lengthy process will cost $100,000 and is expected to commence in the next few weeks, though some are debating whether the choice should have been in the hands of the council at all. The announcement alarming health experts, including the Australian Dental Association and the Australian Medical Association. This decision was made on Wednesday and effectively counteracts the last 15 years of fluoride being added to the region's water supply. With dental visits being more difficult to facilitate with the current costs of living, this move has reignited debate about the dental health, particularly in Gympie's youth. Gympie Regional Council expects this to be completed by June next year.
And in national news, Gomeroi traditional owners in New South Wales have defended their right to challenge the Santos-Narabi gas project in court amidst criticism from state premiers. South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas voiced his support for the project at this weekend's National Energy Forum, denouncing the, quote, eco-purists opposed to the $3.6 billion development. Gomeroi and Anawayan woman Polly Cutmore called the Premier's comments disgraceful, stating, quote, when did he become the spokesperson for Santos? Mr. Malinauskas's office later clarified the Premier's comments weren't directed at the Gomeroi people, telling the ABC the Premier had a, quote, strong, consistent and enduring respect for the rights of traditional owners.
A former foster child has shared his experiences with an inquiry hearing into the Australian foster care system in Cairns. Chase Kennedy, who is now in his 20s, has been in and out of foster and residential care since he was a toddler. For several years, Mr. Kennedy lived in a home that some of the commission lawyers referred to as a foster farm. He shared a room with 4 to 5 other children at one point. He said that they were given different food to parents and forced to work in one of the carers' lawn care businesses without any pay. In the third and final week of sittings in Cairns, Mr. Kennedy said, quote, especially when you're only at houses for 1 to 2 days and then you're just moved around, you start to feel a bit like cargo, end quote. Commissioner Paul Anastasunu, KC, has heard from foster carers, kin carers and child safety workers running at residential homes in a bid to leave no stone unturned.
In international news, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has told Russian officials to, quote, find the nearest bomb shelter, end quote, if they do not cease the invasion of Ukraine, insisting that Ukraine will not target Russian civilians because they are, quote, not terrorists. Mr. Zelensky doubted in NATO's ability to secure Ukraine's safety. Addressing the annual United Nations General Assembly, Mr. Zelensky suggested that even a NATO membership may not be enough to ensure the safety of his country after a UN rights office reported that Russia has, quote, subjected Ukrainian civilian detainees to consistent patterns of serious law violations since the invasion in 2022.
And for your weather today, it is partly cloudy today in Brisbane, currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach a 6, which is in the high band. So don't forget to slip, slop, and slap. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
I don't feel like talking when I don't have an answer.